Hi everyone, happy Saturday. Yes, so how are you feeling today? Are you ready to take on the weekend? Are you ready to make this one of the best weekends you've ever had? Because you're having a blast, you're taking care of your body, you're eating great foods, you're taking care of your emotions and your mind, and you're also giving a lot of love to others. I hope you can tick every one of those boxes. And if not, hopefully this call will give you the motivation to get to that point and remember what your goals are and remember why you're here, why you signed up, why you're doing this. So it's been really clear to me that the thing that keeps us really passionate and driven to keep up a workout schedule, keep a nutrition routine going, to stay healthy and choose healthy choices in a world full of unhealthy choices and a lot of options to sit most of the day or focus on our work or focus on getting people to what they need or just whatever else comes up in our lives. So the thing that we need there is this really, really motivating goal. So check in with your goals. Find out if your goal is that motivating. And chances are, if you have kind of found it hard to stick to the schedules, then your goal might not be motivating enough. And if you find that the schedules have been easy for you, then your goal probably is super motivating. And you should take note to what that is so that you can keep that and know what that is well into the future. So let's talk about what a motivating goal is. For me, when I first started getting into health and fitness and changing my body and everything, you all know that I signed up for a triathlon. I decided that I was going to run, swim, and bike my way to a different body, a different life, a different mindset. And that was a really, really, really hard goal. Because not that doing a triathlon is hard, it is very challenging, but the thing that was the most challenging is I had no idea how I was going to do it, and I'd never done anything like that before. And as you know, the first time we do something is always the hardest because we don't know the steps to get there yet. And I always say to Josh, whenever I have a goal in mind, I have to be able to see the steps to get there. And once I can see those steps, then it's very clear for me and very easy for me to accomplish it and follow through and just like do those steps, boom, 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 result. But when I don't know what the steps are, that's what takes a lot longer. And that's why doing this program is really great. And I'm so proud of you guys for doing it because, you know, I took the time to have to figure out what the steps are in order to be able to give you guys the steps just right there on a piece of paper so that you can just boom, lock in and follow the steps, do it, get the result. And I know that sometimes it's not always as easy as that. Sometimes it takes mindset training when we don't want to do that, when we don't want to follow through, or we don't want to find the time to do stuff. I'm going to go into a little side note really quick here, just something that I remembered from this morning. So I'm getting ready to go to LA today. One of my best friends is in town and I wanted to go see her. And it's going to take a long time to drive there because it's a lot of traffic on a Saturday. And I thought to myself, you know what? I just got to get on the road. I just got to get moving so I don't hit as much traffic, you know, ASAP. And then I stopped myself and I was like, what's the most important thing here? It's getting in a workout before I go and making sure I have a nice healthy meal in my stomach before I leave, because who knows what the day will bring. So instead of just leaving right away, what's more valuable to me is to make sure that I am taking care of my body first. First thing of the day. So make sure I'm getting in that workout and then I can go, you know? And it occurred to me that unless we've been trained this way, unless we've trained our minds to be like this, then we're probably not in tune with this being the first concept of workout and then I go. You know, I told you how my mom has just worked out like every day since I can remember. And that was always a thing she would do too. She would just like, before we went on a trip, before we did anything, she was like, I'm going to get in my workout. You know, I'm going to make sure I wake up a half hour early just to make sure I can do that workout. And she always would, and she'd get ready for any kind of trip that way, and It really set a great example, and it's something I forget sometimes, but it's something that I want all of us to remember every single day. You know, it really is possible. So we just got to have those daily reminders. So that was a little side note. Let's see if I can remember the train of thought that I had before that distracting thought kind of came in. Okay, so we were talking about having a motivating goal, and we were talking about the triathlon. And the triathlon was so motivating to me because it was really a far distant goal. And I hope that you have set for yourselves really extreme goals that you see and you're like, I know that that's possible. I'm just not quite sure how I'm going to do it, but that's okay. I'm just going to set that goal anyway. And to do that, you're going to have to take steps every single day to be able to wake up every morning and see a different result when you look in the mirror. And that's what really took me from motivated to try something new to continuing it every single day, was that when I would wake up in the morning, not every morning, but most mornings, I would be able to notice an actual change in my body when I looked in the mirror. I could be like, wow, it looks like that is tightening up a little bit. It looks like I'm seeing some definition there where I've never seen it before. And that's exciting. I mean, what's more motivating than that? Because then it's more present in your mind throughout the day for you to be like, yeah, that's my goal. And to get that, I'm going to have to make sure I do this today. And I can't not. It's just super, super important to me. You know, if I want to see the results, if I want result X, then I have to do A and B to get to X. And, you know, we got to keep that present. We got to keep that so clear in the forefront of our minds that we got to be doing that every single day. You know, one step, one baby step. And if it feels really, really, if it feels really uncomfortable to do that one step, we can do a couple different things. We can either scale it down, which will take us longer to get to our goal, but that's not a big deal. It's not about reaching your goal immediately. It's just about reaching your goal in general. Because let's look at it this way. If you were to say, okay, I really want to lose a certain amount of weight, or I really want to complete a triathlon myself, or I want to do a half marathon or something like this, you know, and I really want to do it in a month, it wouldn't quite matter if you accomplished it in that month's time or in a year's time, because no matter what, you are going to accomplish it. And if you were to do it in a month, I almost don't suggest that, because if you're doing it in a month, it puts a lot of stress and a lot of pressure emotionally on you to keep up to a certain level. And if you thrive under pressure, maybe this is a good thing for you. Maybe you should do this. But if you don't thrive under pressure and you're still like rebuilding yourself and getting yourself to a place where you can really have a confidence level that you've never had before, then it's about baby steps and it's about taking it slow. And if you took that thing that you wanted to accomplish in a month, and you said, I'm going to have it in a year, then by that year's time, you would probably feel really great. You would probably have more likelihood of accomplishing it, because when we put the stress and pressure on and then we don't accomplish and we don't show up, or we fall off track and we miss a day or something, we're really hard on ourselves. And if we're really hard on ourselves, oh man, you know, it's like really easy for you to go from like being hard on yourself because you didn't do it one day to the next day to the next to the next to say, oh, well, I didn't do it for 2 days. I might as well just give up. You know that feeling. We've all had it. I know I have. And it's totally illogical. It's so illogical. And a lot of times that's why we throw away really good results. And yeah, I'm speaking from experience here, where I've worked really hard to achieve a certain level of fitness and health within my body. And I've gotten so close. And then I fell off track one day, and I was putting so much pressure on myself to have a certain level of doing certain things every day to be there, that I missed it a day, and then I was hard on myself. And then the next day I was like, oh, well, I missed it yesterday, so I might as well just give up, you know? And then because of that, I gave up for a week, a month. And then at the end of a month, I look back and I go, oh my gosh, I was right there. I was right there. I had what I wanted. If I had just been okay with the one day I messed up and then got back on track, I would have been fine. But I let myself go a month of just not taking care of myself. And then because of that, I'm back where I started. Who's been there? Yeah, that's a very sad place to be, because we realize that we gave up on ourselves too early. And we put too much pressure on ourselves. So I encourage you to not put too much pressure on yourself and to give yourself long goals. And if you accomplish that goal before you expect, awesome. And I'll tell you right now, you probably will. If you don't put too much pressure on yourself, you probably will reach that ahead of time. And, you know, say you set that goal that it would be in a year that you would accomplish it. Say you get to that year, then you get to set new goals. And that's so fun. It's so fun to reach a goal and then say, okay, now I'm gonna lose this much more weight. And you go and do that. It's really, really motivating to continually have a new goal. We don't ever want to get tired of our goals or tired of what we're doing or just give up on stuff. And that comes into play too. That's another big one. So, you know, really, really hone in here. Really take a look at what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you can do things. And if you might need to stretch out your goal a little bit more, just take note of how you feel right now about the last 7 weeks. And you can be wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. It's just about prioritizing things, wanting to do it, giving yourself permission, loving it, and taking baby steps. And when you fall off track, it's really, really important the next day that you take at least one tiny step, you know, just something, just a little something, just to say, I didn't fully blow it. Like, I'm okay, you know, like didn't do the workout yesterday. Instead of saying like, oh shoot, I'm terrible, this is awful, I'm done, I give up, you're gonna say, that's fine, okay, it happened, whatever. Today I'm gonna take a 5-minute walk. And if your 5-minute walk happens to turn into a half hour walk, awesome. But if it stays a 5-minute walk, that's cool too. At least you moved. This means more to you and your body, your health, than anything. Just move. You gotta move every day. And you know, I put these certain times on our fitness schedules for the week. 50 minute walk, 25 minutes running, 25 minutes walking. These are just guidelines. And if you can't make a full 50 minute walk every time it's on the schedule, that's all right. And if you need to take a break some days, that's okay. But, you know, you just want to be moving your body every day. That's the goal. So we have our 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, of our HIIT training, strength training, and that's what's awesome. And when we have that, that HIIT training, strength training, those are our like intense workout days. The other days of the week are just moving your body, getting out for a walk, getting out for a run, doing some yoga, loving ourselves. And these things all make a big impact on how your body looks, but they don't have to be a certain amount of time. Just move. That's all that matters. So move your body today, love yourself. Take baby steps, as always, and let's talk tomorrow. Let's get some people on the call and hear from you guys, hear how you're doing. We're almost in week 8, so, you know, keep loving yourself up. This is awesome. Thank you for being a part of the group, and remember that if you want to join round 2, set it up so that you guys have a discount and you can do it for $50 again. So if you want to keep the motivation going, keep up with the calls, and continually have your workout schedules and everything. If you do sign up for that, I'll be giving you guys more progressive workouts. So you'll get different workouts than round two, who will be starting from the beginning. So you'll just continue to tone and tighten up your abs and your body. And as you've seen, the workouts change every week. They get a little bit more challenging. That's because your body is adapting and it's getting stronger. It's able to do a more challenging thing. So the more you up your ante, the more that you are going to shape your body and tone up those abs. So love you guys. Have an amazing day. You are the best. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Mwah.